nominations for the 2018 Tony Awards will be announced tomorrow. One of the shoo-ins for Best Revival of a Play is Tony Kushner's epic two-part Angels in America. It first opened on Broadway 25 years ago when the AIDS epidemic was still claiming lives at a frightening rate. President Bill Clinton had just taken office. The World Trade Center had just been bombed. Angels in America back on Broadway, and while much has changed, Jeff London reports the play remains eerily relevant. And a caution, some listeners might find the excerpts from the play disturbing.
Angels in America is subtitled A Gay Fantasia on National Themes. It takes on politics, sexuality, race, religion, personal relationships, disease, and death in a 7.5-hour play that veers from intense realism to wild fantasy.
It set an incredibly high benchmark in terms of originality of vision, moral gravity of vision, audacity of vision that no one's quite matched since.
New York Times drama critic Ben Brantley says the quarter-century-old play is not dated in the least.
What Angels creates is this climate of incredible divisiveness and fear and suspicion of people who might not be like us. And is there a possibility of reaching over that chasm? And I can't think of a more appropriate theme for this very divided time we're in now.
Tony Kushner began writing Angels in America in the late 1980s as people all around him were dying of AIDS. One of the casualties was the infamous Roy Cohn, lawyer and advisor to Senator Joseph McCarthy, who built his reputation going after suspected communists and homosexuals in the 1950s. Cohn himself was a closeted gay man, and one of the things that drove Kushner to write the play was Cohn's depiction in the liberal press when he died in 1986.
I read this obituary in The Nation magazine, which I'm a great loyal fan and reader of, that was really incredibly homophobic and ugly. And it sort of trades in the old theory that there's some sort of connection between homosexuality and fascism. And I found myself in a very strange place. I was very angry on Roy Cohn's behalf.
Homosexuals are not men who sleep with other men.
Broadway star Nathan Lane plays Cohn in the production.
Homosexuals are men who in 15 years of trying cannot pass a pissant anti-discrimination bill through city council. Homosexuals are men who know nobody and who nobody knows, who have zero clout. Does this sound like me, Henry?
No.
No.
Roy Cohn's name returned to the news when Donald Trump was elected president. Cohn was Trump's lawyer and mentor in the last decade of his life. Marianne Elliott, who directs the revival, says Angels in America transcends the time period and the plague it depicts.
It's not just about that time. It also reflects very strongly on the time now. Because, you know, we're still in a situation, aren't we, where our governments are neglecting the vulnerable or not wanting to look at certain things.
Like climate change, one of the play's characters takes an hallucinogenic trip to Antarctica, and one of the angels of the title proclaims that people should not migrate. Playwright Tony Kushner says he knew these themes would resonate now, but he says the audience has changed.
Everybody, the young and the old alike, I'm happy to say, looked really pretty healthy and kind of there to see a production that they'd heard nice things about. And it was a different feeling in 1993. I mean, it's not that everybody who showed up to watch the play was terribly sick, but there were people in the audience, many people in the audience with KS lesions, people who were very emaciated, people who were clearly not doing well. And you also had a lot of people who were not sick physically, but who had just lost someone.
It's lesion number one. Look at the wine dark kiss of the angel of death.
Oh, please.
I'm a legionnaire. The foreign legion, the American legion, legionnaire's disease.
Stop.
My troubles are legion.
Will you stop?
Well, don't you think I'm handling this well? I'm going to die.
The issues that affected the gay community 25 years ago were taken on by the ACT UP movement. But Kushner also seems to have anticipated the activism of today, says Scottish cast member James McArdle.
It's about, can we, as a political force, as a human force, as individuals, as a group, do we have the sticking power to change? Can we go through the really dark times and all the hardship that change brings about?
And despite its tragic themes, Angels in America does end with a message of hope. Playwright Tony Kushner reads part of the final speech.
This disease will be the end of many of us, but not nearly all. The dead will be commemorated and will struggle on with the living, and we are not going away. We won't die secret deaths anymore. The world only spins forward. We will be citizens. The time has come. Bye now. You are fabulous creatures, each and every one, and I bless you. More life. The great work begins. End of play.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.